Oh, snap, snap.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Hello, everybody. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, top dog at Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business. We're really excited that you're here with us today because we've got a great show. We're going to talk about what vets really think about their own prescription diets and the diet foods that they prescribe to their clients. Pretty fun show. But before we do that, you know, we always start out with some testimonials. And Tamara wrote in to say, thank you so much for providing a high quality raw blend that is affordable and one that my dog loves. Thank you, Tamara. Thank you so much. And Steve says this, unbelievable how much more energy and vitality my dog has since switching him off the premium kibble. And then he puts in parentheses, LOL, is there really such a thing? And he says, I'm just sorry I didn't do my research about dry dog food sooner. Thanks again for providing such a great product I can trust. Thank you, Steve. And no, Steve, I don't think there is a premium kibble out there either. So anyway, well, today we're going to talk about what vets really think about their prescription diet foods. And I found this so interesting because Dana Scott, who is from Dogs Naturally, she decided that she wanted to find out what her vet friends really thought about their own prescription diets. So, you know what she did? She decided that she would call up her vet friends and ask them if they would participate in a little game. And this little game was going to go like this. She was going to provide them four different dog food labels from four different dry foods. She wasn't going to tell them whose labels they were, but she wanted them to list the food that they thought was a grocery store food or a food that was of lesser quality than their prescription diet foods that they recommend. So they agreed to do this. And first of all, let me just say, I love this idea, but why? Why did she decide to do this? Well, primarily because the food industry survey shows that 83% of dog owners believe their vet is the most important source of information when it comes to nutrition. And as you know, the vets have an anti-raw policy. Okay, which typically scares patients, about 45% of them, into feeding, you know, a prescription diet over a raw diet. So we're going to talk about more about that later. All right, so just keep that in mind. So let's go to what these top vets had to say about the prescription diet food that they recommend to their clients. And remember, they don't know where these labels come from, okay? There was one that was a prescription diet, the ones that they prescribe, and then there were three labels that came from over-the-counter store-bought foods that you can just get there at PetSmart. All right, so here is what Dr. Jody Grunstern, DVM, had to say about the prescription diet. She said, according to the label, this food was the lowest quality in the list. It contains GMO corn, soy, in parentheses, lots of it, which is a common allergen. It contains synthetic vitamins, minerals, and shavings, and cellulose, which is literally sawdust. It also contains natural flavors, and that means MSG. All right, that's what she was saying about the prescription dog food. Dr. Jean Dodds. We love Dr. Jean Dodds, but she said, this label represents poor quality food. The first ingredients are corn, which is often genetically modified, and chicken byproduct meal rather than whole chicken. It contains flax and soy, which are phytoestrogens and not good in the diet. All right. Dr. Judy Morgan, what did she have to say about vet-prescribed food? Well, she said this is a pet store food. It's not a vet food. Corn's the first ingredient, has no muscle meat. There's only byproduct meal. There are synthetic vitamin and minerals, supplements. There's corn and soybean. They're all genetically modified. There's waste fillers. It's overpriced, in her opinion. And she said, certainly overpriced considering the poor quality and cheap ingredients. Wah, wah. All right. Pretty interesting here. Okay, Dr. D. Blanco, what did she say about the vet-prescribed food? Well, she said this one starts with corn to increase inflammation, and then it adds lighter fluid to it with soybean products and poor quality protein. Then it tries to make up for the poor quality foundational ingredients by adding synthetic supplements of the poorest quality, such as calcium carbonate, folic acid, generic vitamin E supplements. And it looks like they added L-tryptophan to calm the nervous system down after putting the body into overdrive inflammation. And natural flavors could be an entire cadre of carcinogens, allergens, and toxins. Arg, is what she said. Now remember, they don't know that they're reading the ingredients of the food that they are prescribing to their clients. And Dr. Peter Tobias, he said, this is the worst recipe ever. First ingredient is corn, then byproduct, then flavors and wood chips. It may be a supermarket food, but a veterinary diet? Right. All right, so there you go. I thought this was a really, really super interesting game that Dana played, and I have no idea how those vets responded after she revealed that they were talking about their own prescribed foods. But all of these vets, as you heard, thought most of the ingredients would be harmful instead of helpful to our pets. My question is, have they ever read the labels on the prescribed food they sell? I mean, if they haven't, should they be prescribing those foods? And if they have read the labels, should they be prescribing those foods? Look, many people have an idea that vet-prescribed diets and foods are researched, tested, and compiled by top vets and then manufactured at some sort of ultra-high-end manufacturing company. But that is just not the truth. The same companies that make lower quality foods that are known for lesser quality ingredients, those companies that make Alpo and Beneful, also make prescription diets for Hill Science Diets, Purina, Royal Canin, and Iams. Now, you might be thinking, well, all right, maybe the prescription diet is formulated and tested differently for a specific condition like joint care, which is actually the prescription diet that Dana had all of those vets read. But if you believe that, I'm afraid you're going to be gravely disappointed. And if you compare Hill's grocery store over-the-counter brand, the natural chicken and brown rice recipe for adult dogs, and the Hill's prescription food, which is the canine joint care, here's what you're going to find. The ingredients are very, very similar. And actually, the store-bought brand has a few better ingredients. Now, in the prescription food, apart from the fish oil, which, if you know anything about fish oil being in dry food, you know that as soon as you open the bag, that fish oil is going to start to oxidize. And oxidation causes inflammation. And it's in the food, the prescription food, that says it helps dogs with joint pain. And as Dr. D. Blanco, she said, this food, what did she say? She said, this food, and they're talking about the joint care prescription-based food, she says, this actually causes inflammation. Now, wait just a doggone minute. We're supposed to be able to trust our vets. They are the ones that we think has the best nutrition information. Now, I will tell you, if you look at that prescription diet, and as we go on in our podcast, I'm going to really teach you how to read your labels a little bit better, but that prescription diet, it contains a byproduct meal, which comes straight from the rendering plant. It contains lots of soybean and corn products. That's a cheap replacement for animal protein, like in the raw diet. And corn and soybeans, oh my gosh, those are the most genetically modified carcinogenic foods known to man. So there's nothing exceptionally different about the over-the-counter Heels brand versus the vet prescribed brand. Except for the price. I just want to say that is exceptionally different. A 30-pound bag of the regular food at PetSmart, $47.99. The prescription diet food, and you can also buy that at PetSmart, but you know what the prescription diet food cost? $84.95. Twice as much. For the same crap. Same crap. Now, I want to just point out that there's something also very, very, very interesting about store-bought food versus the prescription diets that you get from the vet. The FDA doesn't allow over-the-counter foods, with the same ingredients, mind you, to have a health claim on its label, such as weight control or joint care. They don't allow that in the over-the-counter foods, but they do allow it in the vet world. They allow those vets to use those claims, even though they have the exact same ingredients, and the FDA doesn't even review or verify the prescription claims. What? What the is going on? Now, I will tell you that you do know that the FDA and the vets, they all have this anti-raw policy, right? And we know that because we have some clients that they go to their vet, and you've heard me talk about this on many podcasts. They go to their vet, everything's going well, and the vet says, what are you feeding the dog? Oh, I'm on a raw diet. Oh, no, we do not advocate a raw diet. Or the other thing that happens is if the dog is sick and they ask what you're feeding the dog, you say raw, they automatically point to the raw as the problem for everything that's going on with the dog. Okay? But, you know, Dr. Mercola and Dr. Karen Becker, you know, they've talked about this extensively about how the AVMA, it discourages raw diets for cats and dogs. And that was passed in 2012. So it's no surprise that your vet is going to say, hey, we don't advocate for raw because there's a pet policy and anti-pet policy. And according to the pet food industry, the anti-raw policy is as follows, and it says this: the association is discouraging pet owners from feeding raw meat diets because pathogens like Salmonella, coli, and other bacteria can easily be transmitted to humans by handling the raw food or through the contact of animal feces. And Dr. Ashley Hughes of Friendship Hospital for Animals says bacteria is very difficult to get rid of, even with proper washing of bowls and utensils. She says feeding raw food is especially dangerous in homes with children, elderly people, or people with weak immune systems. Here's the question. What is the difference between handling raw food for pets and handling raw food for humans? Here's something that I think you might find interesting. You might find very interesting. The FDA, our friend, the FDA, right? Do you know that they allow 7.5% of salmonella in grocery store poultry? That's in the poultry that you buy for yourself. They have a zero salmonella policy for pets, okay? So in 2013, they decided that they're going to start pulling and testing pet foods and testing for salmonella, listeria, and E. coli. But they're not going to pull any foods off the grocery store. And what we know is that 10% of all the poultry products that are out there in the grocery store are testing positive for salmonella. So, I mean, I'm just baffled at this. So we're going to test pet foods that test positive for salmonella, listeria, or E. coli. And here's the thing. Did you know that there are 2,400 subspecies of salmonella? 2,400 subspecies of salmonella. It is around you everywhere. But out of those 2,400, only 4 of those are responsible for human or animal illness. Now, what is going on right now is that there's this new equipment and that tests for salmonella, and it's super duper sensitive. So it will pick up on the slightest amount of salmonella. But here's what it doesn't do. It doesn't differentiate between bacteria and pathogenic, whether it's a pathogenic. And what does pathogenic mean? It means disease causing. So the FDA, it doesn't want any raw dog food to contain any salmonella that your dog can easily digest, but it will allow aflatoxins in your pet food, it's one of the most potent pet food-based carcinogens. Now, clearly, the FDA, surely they want to protect humans. But if they do, why are they allowing salmonella in grocery store foods? Why are they allowing salmonella in grocery store foods, but they're going to test raw dog food? Why is there a anti-raw policy when it is clear that the prescription diets that are made by the exact same companies with the exact same suppliers that make the lower quality foods for dogs are being sold as a premium dog food? They're not being reviewed and they're not being tested, and they're able to have claims on them. Why is this being allowed to happen? This is the question that I think that we all need to be asking ourselves. I mean, why do vets advocate for a pet food that has less than healthy or desirable ingredients? And I don't want to believe that they're uncaring individuals. So I have to believe it's one of two things, that they just don't get nutrition, or that they're money motivated over health motivated. Veterinarian Debbie Phillips Donaldson, she says this, that most U.S. veterinarians would admit that their formal education on animal nutrition consists of one basic course, and in most cases, that course had to be taught by a professor from another program because no veterinarian facility had the knowledge or expertise to teach it. Dana Scott of Dogs Naturally magazine, she says, I challenge the pet food industry to prove that chicken byproduct meal, soybeans, brewer's rice, and powdered cellulose, which is sawdust, have been extensively researched and proven better than higher quality foods like the raw diet. So here's what I want you to do. If you go into your vet and they say, we're anti-raw and we are a prescription pro, prescription diet pro, because this is good stuff. Well, I'd like for you to ask them to review the ingredients list and then ask for hard evidence that those foods are better than whole foods that you're going to get in a raw diet. Ask him, how is it that genetically modified foods and synthetic minerals and vitamins and things that increase inflammation, high carbs, now tell me again how that is better than the raw diet? And I just want to do one other thing. When we're talking about that raw policy, as Dr. McCullough says, it just doesn't hold water. Why? Because here's the thing. To date, there have been no published reports of salmonellosis occurring in dogs as a result of exposure to natural pet treats. To date, there's only been one published report. One. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One published report of salmonellosis occurring in cats as a result of exposure to raw food diets. To date, raw pet foods have not been associated with salmonellosis in humans. However, salmonella-contaminated foods should raise concern. Pet owners have been feeding raw diets to their dogs and cats for decades. Yet to date, not one documented case of raw pet food causing illness in humans has been reported. Not one. How many processed pet food recalls? We just had one today. Blue Buffalo. Let me recant that. I don't know if they're going to recall their food yet. There is a class action lawsuit against Blue Buffalo for lead in their food. We'll see how that turns out. But if you're already successfully feeding your raw diet to your dog, I hope that you will really take a look at the anti-raw policy. Question it. Question the prescription diets. Question what the FDA is doing. Question if it makes any sense. And ask yourself, is what is happening out there based on pet health or profits for shareholders? All right, that's our show for today, everybody. If you would like to find out more about raw dog food, species-appropriate diets, you can always go to our website, rawdogfoodandcompany.com. You can email me, you can text me. And remember, your pet's health is our business. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business. Just snap.